This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Australia's only LGBTIQ+ national news and current affairs show. Proudly sponsored by KHQ Lawyers. Passionate about being the best.
Intersex Awareness Day last week was on the 25th of October, and it gives us a chance to speak a little bit about the I in LGBTQIA+. Intersex people are defined as people who have ambiguous physical sex characteristics that don't neatly fit into the labels of male or female. There are many kinds of intersex people in our community, and they can face their own unique challenges when it comes to acceptance and bodily autonomy. The Informer spoke with lecturer, intersex rights advocate and Director of DiversityWise Educational Services, Dr. Agli Zavros-Orr, about some of the issues facing our intersex friends today. What are some of the things that people misunderstand about what it means to be intersex?
Right, that's a really good question. And where I start talking to people about is that really we need to understand the difference between when we talk about sex, not, you know, in terms of as what we're born with, our gender and our sexuality. So intersex refers basically to the way that we are born, how a baby is formed inside the womb, and then how it's born and how it appears, its hormonal makeup, its anatomy. A lot of people referred to, often the medical profession really, looks at the baby's body, looks at their genitalia, and if there's ambiguous genitalia, often ask questions and often make decisions that probably not in the best interest of the child. So part of the work that we do is to raise awareness and to suggest that perhaps, well, more than suggest, to actually advocate that surgery is not the best start for a new baby, that really the baby should be left alone until it's of an age to understand what is happening to their body and to then make decisions about, you know, how they want their body changed, if at all.
Yeah, so I suppose something that is probably a common misconception is that people might believe that a unusual set of sexual characteristics is some kind of like pathology that it needs to be corrected. Yeah. But yeah, a lot of people can live with, you know, non-conforming anatomy, you know, quite healthily. Mm. It's not necessarily something that needs to be corrected, you know.
Yeah, and that's the big push for Intersex Human Rights Australia in terms of really depathologizing what it means to be intersex, to raise awareness in terms of the diverse experiences that people have about being intersex. And in many cases, because there are up to about 40 known variations, some of the most common ones we know about, like Klinefelter's, AIS, CAIS, those are common ones that people often refer to. However, there are variations that don't impact on or are identifiable until there's something that comes into question, you know, that's sort of maybe a health concern or an examination. You know, it could be in the teen as, you know, sort of like for me, I was born with 46XY Swy syndrome. So by all intents and purposes, I have a body that looks female. However, it just doesn't behave like a female body because I don't produce hormones. And so it wasn't until later in my teens that they discovered that, you know, oh, okay, something's different, and then people investigate. I suppose it's with that awareness is being, it's moving away from the medicalized model, which often, instead of using the term intersex, uses disorder of sex development, which is quite a negative and has a negative connotation in terms of how people start to see themselves, how they understand their bodies, how they understand their variation. And so it's really important that, and the work that we do across the community and especially on Intersex Awareness Day is to raise awareness around that stuff so that people who are working with may have an intersex person that they know, you know, sort of, if there are listeners who are in the medical profession, think about changing your practices, get informed. You know, there's a lot of work happening, you know, in terms of legislation. So, you know, it's no longer going to be okay for doctors to shut the door, you know, perform whatever surgeries they wish to perform, you know, often with really poor information to families, and then, you know, allow the family to deal with the fallout of that operation, because it's a lot of these operations are not reversible and they do impact on the lifespan of the individual. They impact on how the individual sees their body. It affects their sexuality later in life in terms of, you know, being with a partner. It can be very traumatizing. So it's not just, you know, often we talk about intersex and the words and we get caught up in the words, but there are real, it affects real people. It affects their lives in real ways. You know, so, and one of the things that we know, it even affects their educational outcomes. There's a little bit of research that even points to how it affects their educational outcomes. We know that some variations, there are also cognitive issues that need to be explored. So there's a whole lot of areas in this space that need to be understood. So who, for us, on this one occasion, in the year, I often find it really funny that we think about things once a year when we really need to be thinking about it across the year. But it's better than nothing. We need to think about really educating ourselves. And if we don't know, to find out, you know, there's a lot of information on the ERA website. The very basic space to go is the Darlington Statement. So for people to read the Darlington Statement would be a great start, because that's got about 59 points, very simple points that clearly articulate what the issues are and what intersex people are asking for.
That was Nicholas Kamenyo-Sandry speaking to Dr. Agli Zavros-Orr.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.